We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This week we saw a mass shooting in Nashville, and I've seen the police tape. And those officers got right to it. They didn't hesitate. They stormed the building. They ran towards the gunfire. And that did not happen in Uvalde. Talk about the differences there.
Yeah, I mean, we saw, you know, glaring differences. We saw two police officers go in, run towards the gunfire as they're supposed to do, and take out the assailant as they're supposed to do, which is, you know, a glaring distinction between what happened in Uvalde, where you had 396 police. Not just the local cops screwed up. The state cops screwed up. The federal cops failed. Everything that could have gone wrong went wrong. And then you saw something else that's very glaring after the fact. You saw a fully transparent accounting within 24 hours of that incident. We are now at 10 months, and we still don't know what happened in totality. And we have zero accountability from the Department of Public Safety, from this governor's office, from anybody in charge that can make decisions. Not one person has been fired in a real way. And so that's where we are.
What do you want to see happen?
It's clear to me that DPS troopers are under the direct control of Steve McCraw, the director of DPS. He needs to be fired. It's that simple. This governor needs to hold him accountable for his failures. You had a DPS, we had a Texas Ranger that supposedly was fired, but his firing is now being appealed. And that person was on the phone with his higher-ups for over 30 minutes waiting outside that room. The Department of Public Safety takes over just about every criminal scene in rural Texas. They failed that day, not just the local cops. The state cops failed, and they failed miserably, and we have zero accountability from our governor on this issue or anybody else in a position of power.
Does it break your heart? I'm looking at it again now, to look at the Nashville PD body cam and see the differences in the way the job was done and how many lives could have been saved if the DPS and the Uvalde police had gotten their act together.
You had two young men that very quickly, very heroically, very efficiently, did their job as their training called for. You had 396 cops in Texas that I know because I've seen all of the body cam footage. I signed a non-disclosure agreement. Imagine that. I had to sign a non-disclosure agreement to get information that the public doesn't have access to. And all I've seen is failure after failure. I've seen cops talking, you know, on camera about how dangerous this is rather than doing their jobs. DPS troopers suggesting to themselves that there's got to be a better way to do this so they don't get killed. That's the kind of cowardice that was on display on May 24th. And unfortunately, quite sadly, more children probably lost their lives in the waiting in that 77 minutes that those children had to wait. We all have to remember that there was four bodies that came out with a pulse and only one of those survived. We are in a far different place in Texas than the rest of this country. This is not Russia. This is not Venezuela. We deserve to know what happened. We deserve to know that what kind of failure occurred. And we deserve to have people held accountable for that failure. And that is not just holding accountable the cop that was standing at the front door. It's about holding their top-level executives accountable for their failure to train, for their failure to adequately provide communication devices that worked. It's accountability that has to happen from the top, and it has not happened. And this governor has wholly failed in that regard.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.